理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第九合，
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition.
4. Part A. Spot Dictation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage...and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once.
Let's face it, we all have some form of stress. Whether it's due to work, school reports, family, or relationships, we could all use a break now and then.Yet in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, a lot of us can't find the time to just drop everything and take it easy. Well, what if someone told you that by just playing music from classical composers like Mozart, Strauss, or Vivaldi, you might find your job a little easier and that you might even be able to relax? This has actually been found to be true.Listening to classical music has proven to be beneficial to learning and mind relaxation. It can also reduce our levels of stress. Various studies of children have shown that those who receive music education or play a musical instrument often have increased academic skills. Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect, has dedicated himself to studying the effects of music on the mind and body.He counsels students that classical music playing in the background can help them concentrate for longer periods of time and memorize material more easily. He feels that Mozart's music has a balance that makes it especially beneficial. But Campbell doesn't stop with Mozart. He says that Bach can stimulate the mind.Military marches can rev up the body, and religious music can help create a meditative mood. It's important to find what works best for your situation. So the next time you feel yourself overwhelmed with work and deadlines, or if you're just finding it difficult to concentrate, remember the power of the music.
Part B. Listening Comprehension. 1.Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen.In the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin with question number one.
1. My friends thought I should have gotten rid of my old car years ago, but it turns well, and I've got quite attached to it.
2. You would like me to describe Professor Johnson's lectures? Well, I could never stay awake in one of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee.
3. My telephone doesn't seem to be working, and I have lots of calls that I have to return this afternoon. Can I use yours?
4. Do you have any hot water in your dorm? Because we haven't had any for 3 days, and I hate cold showers.
5. I just found out at the registration that creative writing class is full. Now I have to wait a whole year to get in.
6. At the rate of its being used, the copier is not going to make it through the rest of the year, though it is supposed to be good for 5 years.
7. The style of your suit is fine, but you might want to reconsider the choice of color. Dark blue or gray might be better for you.
8. Jane has to give an oral presentation in history next week. She says that she's really nervous about speaking in front of everyone.
9. Who told you that I'm thinking about moving back into the dorm next semester? I'd never give up my apartment.
10. I overslept this morning, so I ran out of the house without listening to the forecast. That's why I'm only wearing a jacket.
2. Talks and conversations.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and the questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation. Is this table on the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
Gee, you've hardly got anything on your tray.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I've been really feeling worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something's wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost you much to fix. Parts are cheaper for all the American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he would call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out, he doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, they might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so, but I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He has done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, do you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'd sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus.
Questions. 11. What does the woman imply about her car?
12. What does the man say about the woman's car?
13. What does the woman say about the mechanic?
14. What does the man offer to do?
Questions 15 to 23 are based on the following conversation.
So, how long have you lived in New York?
All my life. I was born here. Sounds like you're new in town.
2 months. I just moved here from Michigan.
Wow, that's big change. New York must be quite a shock.
Well, not exactly. I lived here once before, when I went to the graduate school. So I guess you could say that I'm used to life in New York, if that's possible.
When did you live here?
Oh, let's see. It must have been about 8 years ago. Boy, the city sure has changed since then.
I suppose so. I mean, they've really cleaned up Times Square. It used to be so dirty. I mean, now it's just full of tourists.
Yeah, and the subways seem to run more on schedule now.
Basically, I think the city is safer anywhere you go. Probably because we have so many more police officers on the street.
Oh, that's true. You know, the one thing I can't get used to is the noise, especially those garbage trucks. They come at 5 in the morning and are so loud. The noise wakes me up every time.
I guess I've lived here so long, I don't hear it anymore. I can sleep through just about anything. You know, the one thing I am tired of? The weather. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of these long, cold winters. I'm thinking about moving next year.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've lived here all my life, and I feel like I need some kind of change. You know, a new environment. It's time to get out of New York.
Not me. I love the nightlife, the theater and the great restaurants. I can't wait to get out to discover all that New York is offering.
Questions. 15. Which place are the man and the woman talking about?
16. How long has the man lived in this city?
17. From where did the woman move to the city?
18. When did the woman move here?
19. When did the woman come to the city for the first time?
20. Which of the statements is true about the woman?
21. They are talking about several things they feel pleased about. Which of the following is not one of these things?
22. About which of the following does the woman feel unhappy about?
23. What makes the man think about moving somewhere else next year?
Questions 24 to 30 are based on the following conversation. Hey, Bob. So, how was the movie?
Well, I didn't really enjoy it very much.
Why? That film got great reviews, and it's really popular.
Oh, the movie was fine. I just got irritated by the people sitting in front of me.
What happened?
Well, first, they came in late. It took them a while to get into their seats. All this was happening during an exciting part of the movie. And then they started talking.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
There were two of them, a man and a woman. The man had seen the movie before. He was telling the woman the entire story.
Unbelievable.
Well, you won't believe what happened next. Another person asked them to be quiet. Politely, of course.
Right.
And they started arguing. Their voices were getting louder and louder. One guy was saying, "You shouldn't talk in the movie." And the other guy was saying, "You can't tell me what to do."
Well, what finally happened?
The usher had to be called in because it was getting out of hand. Everyone quieted down eventually, but it was too late. They had ruined the movie for me.
Questions. 24. How did Bob enjoy the movie?
25. Why did the woman feel surprised at Bob's negative comment?
26. By whom exactly did Bob get irritated?
27. What did these people do that made Bob irritated?
28. Who had seen the movie before?
29. What were the irritating people talking about?
30. What happened next?
Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
Directions. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. Don't be preoccupied with missing your friends and family. It is a feeling that will pass. After a year, you will have passed the worst period of homesickness.
2. It's being more and more expensive to stay in a hospital when you're sick. Furthermore, insurance is paying less of the cost.
3. Hardly any of the people I know are concerned about immigration controls because immigration is not a big problem in my country.
4. More people are wearing seatbelts when they drive. Consequently, there are fewer deaths caused by road accidents.
5. If the government gave out more student loans, students could attend good universities rather than quit schooling merely because of financial problems. 2. Passage translation. Directions. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. Working at home has been a real struggle. It's been a lot harder than I imagined. I needed to be more organized, that's for sure. So I've decided to hire a part-time secretary. You know, someone who can come in a couple of times a week and help out with the phones, the filing, and just clean up in general. I'm so busy that sometimes I kind of let things get out of hand. The office gets really messy. I sure could use some help.
2. Well, I started mountain climbing a year and a half ago, and I just love it. Well, the next step for me is to concentrate on that sport and see where I can go with it. I'd love to someday, say 5 or 10 years from now, go mountain climbing in the Himalayas. They have some of the highest and most beautiful mountains in the world. That would be a real adventure. But before I do anything like that, I have to practice, practice, practice. And I have to get stronger, mentally as well as physically.
Sample Test 5. Part A. Spot Dictation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once.
Ah, yes, the wonders of technology. Technology is supposed to make our lives easier, right? Wrong. I mean, come on, folks. The remote control. Control? What control? First of all, the buttons are too small. I mean, you can read anything. Second, what are all those buttons for? Give me a break. I want the volume up. I press a button and the channel changes. Great. I try to change the channel, and the volume changes. And we don't just have one remote control, do we? Nah, we've got the one for the TV, the one for the VCR, the one that works with both, the one for the cable, the one for my stereo. See, I'm looking out at all of you, and I see your eyes flashing, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. That brings me to the VCR. The one time that the VCR did work, it ate the tape. You should have seen the look on the guy's face at the video rental store. So, I've got everything hooked up to the computer now, right? I thought, great. I'm so happening. Wow, this will do it. I've got your internet. I've got TV, movies. I listen to music. Great. Give me more technology. Yes, okay. So, now I've got a positive attitude. I couldn't work anything before. But hey, with a computer, I'm finally able to do it all. Control everything with one small touch of a button. I am the master of my domain. Not. It got worse, and I'm going nuts now. And the computer keeps asking me things like, Dave, do you want to revert to the file that is already opened? What? I just want to watch a movie. I have no idea what it's asking me. It does not speak any language that I understand.
Part B. Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin with question number 1.
1. If I need to get across town or go to downtown areas, I usually take the subway, and so I don't have to deal with heavy traffic.
2. Can you believe the assignment we just got from Professor Johnson? A 25-page paper in 2 weeks. There goes my social life.
3. I'm sure glad it's almost quitting time. I've been watching the clock all afternoon, but its hands seem to stand still.
4. You know, Sally was supposed to meet us here an hour ago. Maybe she is still working in her office. We should give her a ring.
5. I'm really glad our club decided to raise money for the children's hospital, and most of the people we'd phoned seemed happy to contribute.
6. The movie doesn't start until 7, but it's a nightmare in the streets during rush hour. I don't want to be late.
7. I'm interested in the philosophy of language. I tried to sign up for that course, but they told me I need to have taken linguistics first.
8. I'm always late for my morning classes. Because of all the traffic out near where I live, I'll move into the campus next year.
9. She has been accepted into law school, but she studies criminal law, so she will not join her brother's law firm when she graduates.
10. She will not be living in the dormitory if she can help it. She's been thinking of renting an apartment off campus with her friends.
2. Talks and conversations.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and the questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the following conversations. How did you like yesterday's astronomy class?
It was interesting, but the point the professor was trying to make seemed a little far-fetched.
Oh, that new theory that ocean water came from comets?
Yeah. Do you remember what it was based on?
Some recent satellite photos, I think. Apparently, space satellites recently detected thousands of small comets colliding with Earth's outer atmosphere, almost 40,000 per day.
Okay, so they collided with atmosphere. So that's what's created the water?
It's not that the collision created water. Comets contain water. They are made up mostly of comet dust and water. When they collide with the atmosphere, they break up, and the water they contain rains down to Earth. Ocean water came from that rain.
Oh, well, this morning I asked my geology professor about that. He said most geologists don't accept it.
Why now?
Their research indicates that most of the water molecules from the comet would have burned up as they fell through the atmosphere. Enough rain couldn't have reached the Earth to fill up the ocean.
Well, did the geologists have an alternative theory to explain where ocean water came from?
Yeah. He said the most traditional view is that the ocean water came from volcanoes.
From volcanoes?
Right. They say volcano fumes are mostly steam, and they claim that it was the volcanic steam that created the oceans, not rain from comets.
Questions 11. What are these two people mainly talking about?
12. What did recent photographs from a space satellite indicate?
13. According to the new theory, where did ocean water come from?
14. What group disagrees with the new theory described in the conversation?
15. What aspect of volcanoes does the woman mention?